Support for Lanyap on KEDM comes from Fiesta Nutrition Center, a natural foods and supplement market and lunch cafe, 1211 North 18th Street, fiestanutrition.com.
Welcome to Lanyap, a news feature of KEDM Public Radio with information on issues and events. I'm Bob Lennox. Pairing of wine and chocolate serves as the theme for the second year for the event of the Quota Club of Monroe. Chocolate and Wine Under the Stars takes place this Friday. Joining me in studio to share more on the event is its chair, Shannon Ryder. Shannon, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
Glad that you're here. It is the second year for Chocolate and Wine Under the Stars. Tell us about the response to last year's kickoff event.
Last year was very successful. We had a tremendous turnout. It was a beautiful night. We had many people come and attend because it's an unusual event. There's not anything quite like it here. So I think because of the newness of it and the type of event that it was drew a large crowd. And so we're hoping to build on that this year.
Share about the wines as well as some of the chocolates that are going to be featured coming up Friday.
Okay. Of course, it's at Landry Vineyard, so all of the wine selections will be from Landry's. They'll have a variety of white wines, red wines, dries, as well as sweets. We will offer also one complimentary glass of wine to each ticketed guest, of course, over the age of 21. Mm-hmm. And we'll have a selection of five or six wines to choose from for the complimentary. And then each guest is welcome to buy as much or as little wine as they like afterwards. The chocolates that will be presented at the event are going to be from local businesses. We'll have vendors there from Thurman's Food Factory, Not Just Pie, The Orange Leaf, Ruby's Bakery, I Dream Cake. Those are just to name a few, but they'll have a few more also.
Lots of great chocolate, I'm sure. They'll be discussing about some, I'm sure they'll be able to share about some of the things they'll provide. And
absolutely. Yeah. Each guest can visit each table, each vendor, discuss what it is that they're serving. If they like, they can also place orders for a later date with each vendor. And some vendors last year actually brought a few things to sell there, and some guests did buy some things. I don't know that those vendors will do that this year, but the samplings are free, and then guests are encouraged to interact with the vendors and go from there to learn what it is that they're serving.
Yeah, one of the things, gets underway with a catered meal that'll be provided.
Correct. Chef Eric Johnson of West Monroe is going to be catering the dinner, which will be a gumbo with bread and salad.
Also, live entertainment coming up Friday.
Yeah, the Mason Grenade Band will be there. They were there last year, very popular. Crowd really enjoyed it, and we will have a designated area for dancing, so there will be a dance floor. So, we encourage people to, get up and enjoy themselves.
and maybe stay warm, depending
exactly,
on the weather.
Exactly, exactly.
Well, proceeds benefit the Quota Club of Monroe. Tell us about the local chapter and a little bit about the mission of the organization.
Right. This fundraiser is what helps to fund our service projects through the year. For us to be able to do the service work that we do, primarily a lot of those involve the hearing impaired adults and as well as children. One of those things is the Signing Santa. We have a Santa Claus that every Christmas we get with him and provide an opportunity for children who can't always go see Santa Claus and regular venues,
right,
to be able to interact with Santa and be able to tell him what they want for Christmas. That's one of our projects that we do. We also partner with ULM Speech and Hearing, the Speech and Pathology Department. They go with us. They help with signing Santa, but then they also go with us into schools, local elementary schools, to teach children about their hearing, what they can do to preserve it, how important it is to, take care of your hearing. And then we partner with Clara Hall Elementary School.
Right.
We do several things with them, including read-ins, again, teaching them about their hearing and several other things. In fact, we just had the mock jury mock trial at the courthouse, which involved Clara Hall students, you know, who are got to come and attend and watch and see exactly how the court system works.
There's also some work I know that the Quota Club is proud of, and an exhibit at the Children's Museum.
Correct. We have an amazing exhibit at the Children's Museum. Dealing with hearing. It is an exhibit of an ear, and it teaches children how their ears work, and you know, it's an interactive exhibit, so it's we're excited about it.
Why the emphasis on hearing impaired related issues? Why
well,
they
there's
take
a lack of that in the area, but honestly, the choice for that service was done, you know, years ago by Quota International itself. And so they saw a need there and wanted to hope to try to fulfill it as best they could with help and so forth. So Quota's, you know, primary mission is to help with those that are hearing impaired because, you know, it happens to people of all ages. It's not just, you know, the elderly or, I mean, children. You know, everyone. It could affect everyone. So we try to do as much as we can to help provide a need, help serve a need.
Yeah. Chocolate and Wine Under the Stars, it gets underway coming up this Friday evening. It is a ticketed event. When's it going to start?
It starts at 6 p.m. And goes through 9 p.m. The tickets are $35 each, and you can get them by calling me, actually, at 318-557-0931.
Shannon Ryder serves as the event chair for Chocolate and Wine Under the Stars coming up this Friday evening at Landry Vineyards. Shannon, thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
You can hear this and other Landyap podcasts by visiting the Listening Room online at kedm.org.